Remember that you are commissioned to preach this gospel of the kingdom. The supreme desire to do the Father's will coupled with the supreme joy of the faith realization of sonship with God. And you must not allow anything to divert your devotion to this one duty. Let all mankind benefit from the overflow of your loving spiritual ministry, enlightening intellectual communion, and uplifting social service. But none of these humanitarian labors, nor all of them, should be permitted to take the place of proclaiming the gospel. These mighty ministrations are the social by-products of the still more mighty and sublime ministrations and transformations wrought in the heart of the kingdom believer by the living spirit of truth and by the personal realization that the faith of a spirit-born man confers the assurance of living fellowship with the eternal God.